Crunchyroll and two series. A hit at the East, AR singer and a weird person himself. And Malane is in a anime sub teaser. Well, stay tuned, cause Weekend Lightning starts right now. And welcome to Weekend Lightning. Yes, this is the online where we did all the anime stories we had in the past weekend. And we stuff it in here for half hour. So, it go fast. Here, it you through it. So, let's get started with Crunchyroll Elms. And it added all the 9 episodes of the ReZero Starting Break. Time from Zero Source at 7 p.m. Eastern on Friday. The company also announced that it will add all 5 of the repeated PETIT starring Knife in the Other World for Priet PETIT shorts starting next Friday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Crunchyroll will then stream a new episode every week at that time. The repeat starring Knife in the Other World from Priet and Off Anime Source are currently airing after each new episode of the main anime. Kado Kawa is streaming the 3rd episode until July the 26th at 6 p.m. at the East Anime Time, and the 4th will be available until August the 2nd at 6 p.m. at the East Standard Time. The shorts features the main television anime cast members, including Yusuke, Y-U-S-U-K-E, Komayashi as Subaru Natsuki, N-A-T-S-U-K-I, Ri Takahashi as Emiya, E-M-I-L-I-A, Yumi Yusiyama as Puck, and Satomi Arai as Beatrice, B-E-A-T-R-I-C-E. Miniro, M-I-N-O-R-U, Asia, A-S-H-I-N-A, is serving as director, scriptwriter, and producer of the shorts at Studio Pyukai. Minuko, M-I-N-O-R-U, Takehara, is designing the super deformed characters and is also credited with the animation. The Life in a Different World from Zero anime premiere on April the 3rd. Crunchyroll is streaming the series as it airs in the end. You remember I told you in the intro that we had a Dave artist forcing a real person himself? Well, Takanori, T-A-K-A-N-O-R-I, Nishikawa, N-I-S-H-I-K-A-W-A, commonly known as T.M. Rasmussen, the executive producer of the male pop idol series, The Project, Kodo, K-O-D-O, Ambitious, A-M-B-I-T-I-O-U-S, started in episode 4 of the anime this Sunday as the character Takanori Nishiyama, N-I-S-H-I-Y-A-M-A. Nishikawa has started in anime before, including historical fillers Okubo, O-Tresto, K-U-B-O, To-C-E-B-C, in Rio, and Sasuke, S-A-K-A-I, Ta-da-Tetsu, in Senoku Masura, S-E-N-C-O-K-U, Masura, B-A-S-R-A, Ando N, but he is primarily known for his singing. Quote, most of the characters I've played so far carry weapons and fight, so I might have developed a tendency that put force into my roles. The sound director told me, quote, please be normal, close quote, but that was the hardest part, close quote. He admits that the role is basically himself. Nishikawa is saying a history with me process is to eliminate the fence between 2D and 3D as much as possible, close quote. For example, the episode he stars in involves Beat Offset preparing for a festival. Raisin, R-A-I-C-I-N, Fres, F-E-S, period. In the real world, the Insusuma, I-N-H-C-U-M-A, Rock Fest, that's an at festival, is in September, with TM reviews and Cecil to make an appearance. So he hoped that audiences will feel that, quote, our world and the world of the anime have intercepted, close quote. TM reviews has also taken over Tokyo Oi Club, this A-O-Y-P-O-L-I-S, a theme park until September. You had to interrupt that thing. That's the one thing about one take shows. You did interruptions. None of them good. Meanwhile, the official website for the upcoming anime film adaptation, Shunsho Cho Nisuke Malame Manga, begin streaming the first film teaser promotional video on Saturday. The video features English subtitles and reveals the film's 2017 premiere. Hiroyuki Sensei, that's H-I-R-O-Y-U-K-I, Sensita, S-E-S-H-I-T-A, would direct the film at Polygon Pictures. Nisuke himself will handle the film's script and character design, and is also serving as, quote, creative consultant, close quote. Other staff members include co-director and CC supervisor Takahiko Yoshihara, screen A my Sada Yuki Murai, production designer Naoya Takanaka, director of photography Mitsuzuki, M-I-T-S-U-N-O-R-I, Katama, K-A-T-A-A-M-A, character designer Yuki Boriyama, Macmillan art director Hiroshi Takeuchi, character designs Hironori Gnosi. Niske, N-H-I-E-S-I, Sentia, S-E-S-H-I-T-A, and other staff members are attending Comic-Con International in San Diego this weekend. Niske has hinted that he might show a sneak peek of the film during the event. Meanwhile, the film's official site describes the all-new story. It is a technological future. Civilization have reached its ultimate nightmare form. An infiltration in the past caused the automated systems to spiral out of order. We saw it in a multi-level city structure that replicates itself infinitely in all directions. Now humanity has lost access to the city's controls and is hunted down and pressed by the defense system known as the Safeguard. In a tiny corner of the city, a no-arm cave known as the Electro Fissures is facing eventual extinction, trapped between the threat of the Safeguard and Quinvenly Fuser Eyes. A girl named Shuru, C-U-R-U, goes on a journey to find food for her Phyllis, only to inadvertently cause doom when an observer tower senses her and summons a Safeguard pack to eliminate the threat. With her companions dead and all escape routes blocked, the only thing that can save her now from the sudden arrival of Achilles the Wanderer on his quest for the next term of aims, the key to restoring order to the world. Niske launched the science fiction action story made as his first manga series in Kodansia's Monthly Afternoon Magazine in 1997 and ended in 2003. Tokyo Pop published a 10-volume manga in North America called Ansa, published a new 6-volume edition of the manga in Japan last year. Now here's the more news. This is season for summer romance. Another novel of the decisive knife drama Momokuri. Been running always the first on Anime Network Online. And this anime makes on the web my fan favorite Kurosuke, K-U-R-O-S-E, Yuki Kurihara took a chance one day and confessed her feelings to the Moisey Knight, and he said yes. The boy in question, Shinya, S-H-I-N-Y-A, Momotsuki, a freshman, when it comes to love, but soon they were walking home from school, studying, and eating together. That does one on with this otherwise could cover. Kurihara is so obsessed with her Momo-kun as she's sneaking photos of him on her phone, freaking out when they touch and busting at every adorable thing he does. Can Kurihara's little heart handle her nearly mad enough for her new boyfriend? Momokuri begins airing on August the 1st. A&O subscribers in the United States of America, Canada, United Kingdom, Ireland, Australia, New Zealand, South America, Samoan, Netherlands, Native America, Turkey, and the Middle East will be able to stream new episodes every Monday at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. For more information about Anime Network Online, you follow them on Facebook and Twitter, or you visit them on the AnimeNetwork.com, which is linked in the article which we always put all of our codes in the Reconnect name. And if you want to know what is Anime Network, well, I'm not Anime Network. Well, Anime Network Online is a name and streaming service that specializes in distributing classic, new, and simulcast Japanese animation titles to fans throughout North America and select countries or across the globe on a title-by-title basis. With thousands of hours of anime programming refreshed monthly, ANO's offering is as deep as it is diverse. ANO's library features both dub and subtitle anime with the goal of delivering nameless accessibility, high quality anime selections to its passionate international community. And finally, what about some Neobatters? The manga and anime publisher Visvia has owned the comic book Neo Defense Fund, the CBLDF, as a corporate member. The CBLDF is a non-profit organization dedicated to countering efforts to censor comic books or restrict other access to them. It writes narcissistic support in book silences, combats restricted necessitations, and sponsors narcissists and programs on censorship. This has kicked off its membership by publishing the Manga Book of Handbook, a guide to manga for librarians and the unintended, as well as an explanation on how to launch a manga book club. Is available here and at the CBLDF book at San Diego Comic-Con. The other manga-related members of the CBLDF include Comic-Codicy, C-O-M-I-S-O-L-O-C-Y, Dark Horse Comics, Diamond Comic Distributors, IDW Publishing, Image Comics, Penguin, P-N-C-U-I-N, Random House, Re-P-Pop, as R-E-E-D-P-O-P, Solastic, and TFAW.com. And that is all for this week's Weekend Lightning. We hope you enjoyed it. You like us on Facebook. You follow us on Twitter. There are apps. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. And we will see you next week for another exciting episode of Weekend Lightning. Till then, this is Dick Professor. Goodbye. Goodbye.